Hello, it's October the 31st, 2014. Welcome to another episode of the PeterWrightsBlog.com podcast. From Peter Wright, the contrarian thinker, speaker, and writer who believes it's not what happens to you in life, it's what you do about it that counts. This post is titled, Focus is Possible in the Age of Distraction. The earlier posts in October have all dealt with reasons why it is difficult to focus in our constantly connected society full of distractions. It might be difficult, but it's not impossible. There are examples everywhere of people who do focus on the important things and achieve huge success. Examples in industry, commerce, innovation, sport, the arts, and medicine. There's a photograph at the top of the post of one of those old cameras with double lenses. Those were difficult to focus for new photographers, but by persevering, they mastered them. The similarity of concentration and focus has been explored. The two are similar, but not identical. Focus implies directing energies to a goal. Unfocused energy can be used to concentrate intensely on the right or wrong activity, or in the wrong direction. Distractions can attract concentration. Anything on a small screen demands concentration and teases focus away from the mission. The flowchart in the previous post, and there's a link there, demonstrated that focus can be destroyed in many ways. Distractions can be a big or small problem, depending on how we handle them or prevent them from affecting our concentration. The level of our commitment and determination dictates how well we will be able to focus and how effectively we can resist being led astray by distractions. A compelling goal, as in the finding of a cure for a sick child example, which was in an earlier post, can provide us with the determination, commitment, and perseverance to focus on that one mission until we get results. It can insulate us from all distractions and cause us to neglect other important activities. The secret to developing the ability to focus can be summarized in these six steps. We need an important goal, our why, knowing what to focus on for the big picture. A compelling mission, the determination to complete the mission and achieve the goal. A plan to achieve it. The how, knowing what to focus on daily, self-discipline, systems, habits, and routines to prevent or remove distractions, perseverance to refocus, make corrections, and keep going after setbacks. It's simple, really. It's how great achievers have operated for thousands of years before computers, smartphones, and sophisticated planning tools. So, are all distractions bad? Not necessarily. Sometimes, as Roberta, and this is from the More Time Than Dough blog, as she wrote in a recent comment, and there's a link in the post, they provide a refreshing break and allow us to refocus with renewed energy and creativity. Some distractions are important and urgent. They have to be handled, sometimes immediately. Distractions become a problem when they continuously attract our focus so that we never attain our goals. What are your thoughts? Visit the blog and leave a comment.